Will you pray with me? Lord, now may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There are many lessons my mother tried to teach me that did not necessarily take hold. But there is one thing she taught me that I downright excel at, and it is this. When it comes to shopping for clothes, my mom taught me, if you find something you love, buy it in more than one color. I've got that teaching nailed down. I'm pretty good at buying things, and I am really good at buying more things. And I realize, of course, that my exceptional ability to buy things is probably less a reflection of my mother's smart shopping strategies than it is a pretty thorough conformity to our American consumer culture. The basic operating assumption of our culture is, if one is good, two, that's better. If a little is good, more is better. We love the concept of more. If something is worth having, then only a little bit does not seem like enough. One day, Jesus was talking with his disciples, and he was teaching them some very hard things that they did not excel at about what it means to follow him. On this day, he was teaching them some especially tough things about forgiveness. He was saying that if a person sins and repents, you must forgive them. And if the same person sins again and then repents again, you need to forgive them again. And then you need to keep on doing that even if the person sins and repents seven times. And after hearing all that, the disciples said to him, "Increase our faith." I don't blame them. Life is hard. And trying to live like Jesus taught is even harder, especially if it means things like forgiving and letting things go. It would help a lot if we could just have a little more faith. What would you do if you had more faith? What would you do? Would you risk more? Would you accomplish more? Would you worry less? Would you pray more? Forgive more? Doubt less? If you had faith, if you had more faith, what else do you think you would have more of in your life? And what would you have less of? Increase our faith, the disciples beg Jesus. He does not grant their request. Instead, he responds, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed." Now, there's something important that's lost in the translation of the phrase, of that phrase from Greek to English. In Greek, there are two ways to use a kind of statement that begins with "if you." And one way of using that statement implies that what is being said is not already true. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, and you don't. The second way of using an "if you" phrase implies that what is being stated is true. And that's the phrasing that's used here in the Gospel of Luke when Jesus talks about faith. It's as if he is saying, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, and you do. And of course, a mustard seed is not very much. It's so tiny. It's just a little bitty thing. But put it in the ground and it will sprout quickly. Give it a little bit of time and it will grow big and tough and spicy. It puts out edible leaves. And then it puts out flowers. And eventually it puts out seeds that will grow more plants. And the seeds can just go wild. They'll grow just about anywhere. Mustard bushes are a little bit unruly. They're highly adaptable. They can grow in places that other plants just cannot tolerate. So Jesus said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, and you do, his words were not a reprimand. We tend to hear them as a reprimand because we are so attached to our quantifiers. We're so attached to counting. We're so attached to more. We love more. Give us more. And we know, of course, that there are other gospel accounts where Jesus says things like, oh, ye of little faith. And that's bad. We know he means that's bad. When you pull out the ye. So we tend to think of our own faith as kind of bad because it's too small. It's not enough. It's not good enough. It's never enough enough. Might not even be the size of a little bitty mustard seed. But Jesus says otherwise. If you have faith at all, it's enough. It's enough. So what would you do with it if you did believe that the faith you've got is sufficient? Jesus teaches the disciples, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, and you do, you could say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Okay, that seems hard. That seems like a lot to try to make happen. And it would be very easy to let that whole statement pitch us right back into our quantified thinking, our counting, our thoughts about more and bigger. Tell a mulberry tree to be uprooted and planted in the sea and then watch it happen? No, our faith must be too little because there's no way we could do that big thing. But this is not just a big thing that Jesus is talking about. It's an impossible thing. It is as impossible as it may seem to keep forgiving someone every single time they repent. It is as impossible as it may seem to trust in the enoughness of God's love and God's power, which are other things that cannot be quantified. Mustering the trust in God's enoughness may be the toughest thing, the most impossible thing of all. But all it takes is a little. Just the tiniest little opening inside us. Just a little part of us that we open to God's immeasurable power. We don't have to believe it, because that's not what faith is. Faith is not the same thing as belief. Belief is what we do with our heads. Faith is what we do with our lives. Belief is a noun. Faith actually in the New Testament is a verb. Faith is a matter of the will. It means a choice. It means choosing to trust in God, even if we can't yet will ourselves to trust as fully as we would like. If we can't get the more trust that we think we're supposed to have. Faith is more than mere belief. It is an act of consent. It's a choice to try to put our trust in God, with whom nothing is impossible. And Jesus makes it clear that when we're struggling with hard things, what we need is not the power of our faith, but the power of our God, who makes impossible things possible, who makes a way where there was no way, who brings life out of death. That same God loves us beyond measure. We can't even begin to count it. That same God is always and already at work within us and among us with power to accomplish far more than we can believe or ask or even imagine. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, and you do, then you can begin to look for and see the power and love of God that have already taken root in your life. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, and you do, then you can let God's love and power grow big and unruly and tough and spicy and wild within you. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, and you do, you will let your life be transformed by the abundance of God's love and power within you. You will let your life open up to impossibilities. You will give yourself to impossibilities like justice and forgiveness, and peace, and hope, and love that doesn't count the cost. In a world that always counts and counts and counts, in a world where we're often made to think we don't have enough of what we need, including faith, we've been told a secret. What matters most of all are things that can't be quantified. What matters most of all are things we've already been given and in abundance. So the question then is not, what would you do if you had more faith? Because if you have any faith at all, it's enough. It's enough for God to be at work within and through you. If you have any faith at all, then the invitation is to let yourself live into the wild and beautiful possibilities and impossibilities of God, who is always enough. And if you are even trying to have faith, that too is enough faith. So the only question now is, what are you going to do with it?